Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. Feel like having a little church this evening.
I'm
Imagine starting your day not just with a cup of coffee or a quick glance at your phone, but with a powerful assurance that today can be extraordinary. Picture yourselves stepping into each moment, fueled not just by your plans and efforts, but by a divine promise of guidance and blessing. If you believe that God can make a difference in your life today, let us stand together in faith. I will pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the quiet moments of our mornings lies a precious opportunity to shape the hours ahead with hope, grace, and intention. It is in these serene early moments that we find our hearts most open to the whispers of God and where our souls are most receptive to His guiding hand. Let us reflect on the words from Psalm 118, verse 24, which says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This verse isn't just a statement. It's an invitation to align our hearts with a spirit of gratitude and joy. It reminds us that each day is a divine gift, intricately woven with possibilities and opportunities for us to discover and embrace. As we pray for a good day, we are not merely asking for favorable circumstances. We are also seeking to tune in our hearts to the beauty and blessings that each day holds. When we approach our day with prayer, we are not just hoping for the best. We are placing our trust in the one who holds all our days in His hands. We acknowledge that our own strength is limited, but in God, we find an unlimited source of strength, wisdom, and peace. Therefore, our prayer becomes a powerful testament to our faith, a declaration that we choose to rely on God's promises and His unfailing love to guide us through the day. As we face the unknowns of the day with courage, we ask not just for the absence of trouble, but for the presence of God's peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace becomes our steady companion, guiding our thoughts, words, and actions, turning ordinary moments into extraordinary encounters with God's grace. As we seek God for a good day, we seek to align our will with God's will. It is in this sacred exchange that we find the essence of a truly good day, one that is not measured merely by worldly successes, but also by how closely we walk with the Lord. It's about seeing His hand in every detail, feeling His presence in every challenge, and hearing His voice in the quiet whispers of our hearts. So, my friends, let us come together in prayer, not only wishing for a better day, but as a powerful act of faith and surrender. Let us pray with hearts full of hope, trusting that God is with us, guiding our steps and turning every day into a testament of His love and faithfulness. Today, as we seek a good day, let's remember that it begins here, in this moment of prayer, where heaven touches earth and your heart finds true joy in the Lord's embrace. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning thanking you, Lord, for another Tuesday morning. We thank you that, God, you gave us another week beginning, and we are grateful unto you. We appreciate you, and Father, we love you this morning because it was you who first loved us. We come this day bowed down in thanksgiving unto you. Oh, we thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, Father, and the things that you're going to do, great and mighty things for us. We are your people. We are your children. And God, we love you this morning, and we know that you loved us. We know that you so loved the world, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, if we'll believe today, we won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. Thank you for another day. Thank you for believing this. Father, we thank you for saving us. We thank you for setting us aside, sanctifying us, cleaning us up. Thank you this morning for your Spirit living in us. Your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, we thank you today that you did for us what they did on the day of Pentecost, when they were just all in one place at one time on one accord. The Spirit came and filled them. And God, you've done it for us. And we're grateful unto you again this morning. Hallelujah. For your Spirit living inside of us. And we come bow down this morning, thanking you for your word. For Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Forever, O God, the word is settled in heaven. And we yet believe this morning that your Son Jesus is yet the word. Hallelujah. You sent your word and your word healed. Hallelujah. And Father, this morning, we thank you for sending him. We thank you for his suffering. We thank you for his hanging, bleeding, dying, conquering all and rising with all power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning because you did it for us. And Father, we bow down before you and ask for forgiveness this morning for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, our wrong feelings. Father, have mercy upon us this morning and give us a clean heart. Father, renew the right spirit within us this morning. In the name of Jesus, wash us clean this morning. Wash us over again in the blood of Jesus that makes us clean. Give us a clean heart. Father, renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for looking beyond us, God, and yet keeping us alive, yet supplying our needs. When we deserve death, your love keeps us. And Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, we're grateful unto you this morning, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for your almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power. There's no higher power. And Father, you put our sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I come this morning bringing every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcasts. And we ask this morning that, Father, you would bless your people in a mighty way this day. You know the need of your people. And, Father, we know that you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. You're our shepherd, and we shall not want. And Father, we don't want to want for materialistic things. We don't want to want for money and all of this stuff. But you're a supplier. And not only that, you give wants. Oh, yeah. You give desires of hearts. And Father, help us to put you first in everything. Help us to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Father, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you. For it's you that's going to direct our path. Help us not to be wise in our own eyes. Help us to fear you and depart from evil. Help us today to do the spiritual things that will cause you to bless us spiritually and materialistic, spiritually and naturally. You will heal us, spiritual and natural. For many of us need a natural healing in our bodies. But Father, we believe it all starts with spiritual. We must seek you. Seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. We must call upon you, believing that not only you hear, but you answer prayers. Hallelujah. Not only do you hear, but you answer our cry. We thank you this morning, for there's none like you. Father, there's somebody who needs a house payment, a rent payment, a car payment. God, many different things. Somebody needs school money. Yeah, somebody needs money to take care of their children. You'll supply. You do it for your glory this morning. But Father, we come to you. Somebody's in need of a job. Lord, we come to you. Somebody's waiting for the financial blessing that's due to them. And Father, your word said, they that wait upon you, we'll renew our strength. We're waiting on you. Can't do nothing until you come. So we ask that you would come today, move today on our behalf, in the precious name of Jesus. Bless every household represented here, every family member, oh God, near and far. Lord, today, send a special blessing upon our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Send it today, oh God, that they will remember you. The thought will come to you, God did this for me. And Lord, let them have a heart and mind to tell you thank you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning. Father, we come bow down asking again that you would heal the sick this morning here. Many of us have gotten bad diagnosis from the doctor, blood sugar, high blood pressure, heart problems, eye problems, ear problems, this, that, and the other. But you made these bodies and you know all about them. And Father, you know how to renew them. And we ask this morning that you would renew our natural bodies, that we can run this race continually with patience. We can work in your vineyard. For the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. And Father, please send more laborers into the vineyard. But please today, oh God, remember the labor that you called and chose us for. Help us, oh God, to work unto you while it's day. When night come, no man can see. Are we asking it of you today? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We know you to be a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Do it for us today. Fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Touch our bodies, oh God, that Lord, they would strengthen every bone, that God, we can work unto you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. And Father, we come this morning asking that you would bless those that are incarcerated. Lord, those that are in every prison, you made them for your pleasure and you know what's best for them. And Lord, we ask that you would turn the key and set those that are ready, set them free today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning, for you know what's best. Bless widowers this morning. Bless those that are in every branch of the military. Bereave families everywhere. Strengthen this morning, oh God. Somebody lost a loved one. Help today in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless intercessory prayer, people praying for others in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless your preachers everywhere. You send them out, oh God. They are obedient unto you. They're preaching in the name of Jesus. They're leading others to you. They're preaching and teaching the truth so that none will be lost. Do it for your glory this morning. Bless your preachers. Supply their need. Bless their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you this morning. Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem today. Continue to loose your protecting angels to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless all our brothers and sisters overseas. We all standing in need of you. And Lord, there are many overseas who can't mention your name, who can't show that they have a Bible. They underground. They have to go undercover. Father, strengthen them in this hour. Send your angels, your protecting angels, to protect them, to shield them, to keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless their families, their children, oh God. Lord, bless the ministry that you placed in them. Strengthen them and protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All our brothers and sisters overseas, for we have many. And Lord, you know what's best for them today. Feed them, Father. Clothe them. Give them shelter. In the name of Jesus. Give them finances, Lord, that they are able to help others. In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. And Father, bless our military today. Strengthen every vet that's out to work unto us, oh God, I would say, because they're keeping us safe, that we can continue to do what it is we're doing in our country. Bless every branch of our military today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless the administration of our military. Bless their family and friends. Strengthen them in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But many are following orders. They don't understand why or what's going on. But God, they are obedient to the higher power. They are obedient to those that rule over them. So bless this morning. Strengthen this morning. Bless their wives and children, their families of God, mothers and sisters and brothers and fathers, God, praying for them while they're away, hoping that they would return home safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here. Let not a word fall on deaf ears. Let not a word fall and the weeds come and choke it out. The sun come and burn it. But Lord, let them hold on to every word. For we're coming to follow you. Let the lost find this, oh God. Let those who don't believe, believe this. That those who are unsaved become saved because we're following you in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning. Thank you for prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for communicating with you. Thank you for fellowshipping with you. Thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto you. And Father, not only you hear, but you answer. Your word says where two or three are gathered in your name. Hallelujah. We believe what you said. We believe not only you hear, but Father, today you're going to answer. And Lord, we ask today because money makes us happy. Money makes us glad. We ask today, oh God, that every caller, those that call in, Father, you would bless them financially this day. In the name of Jesus. Bless us more, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because many of us, as we get older, we don't need as much. So, Lord, we can be cheerful givers unto others. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And, Father, we love you. And asking all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you this morning for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord. We can't say thank you unto you enough. Hallelujah unto his majesty. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank him today. We thank you, Jesus. And to Sister Dr. Goodman, I want to say this morning. Don't ever think, because I say something, it applies to you. All, you know, 100%, it's all dot. I'm just talking to dot. No. And look, we've been praying for a number of years. And each morning we say good morning. Good morning blessings. God bless your day. May he give you uncommon blessings. We do all of that every morning. And I get busy. Yeah, I say that way because imagine this.
If 500,000 people was writing me in the morning, how could I answer each one? Yeah, oh, it would take a while. My day couldn't start because I'm answering good morning. And it'll probably be the next day before I finish that first batch, and then the next morning another batch, and some of them the same people, and it increases. But it's not for Dorothy Goodman, because I know you from everybody else. Thank you, ma'am. So I want to see my good morning blessings, Dr. Goodman, and I don't want no foolishness over here now. And if I'm too busy to answer back, I won't answer back. If I get a break before noon, I am going to answer back and say good morning. Blessings to you. Yeah. And God bless your day and God bless you. Sometime it might be what you do. Good morning blessings. May God bless your week. Yeah, all that kind of, God bless your week here, all that kind of stuff we do. So I miss all of that, Goodman. And like the people say, it on side, that won't be nothing. I love it. I love it today. And I'm grateful unto the Lord for you, because we've come a long ways. Yes, we have. And God is increasing and pouring out. I remember when the prayer club barely had 3 people. I remember when the prayer request club, we weren't getting that many requests. Now we're getting a few requests over there. Yeah, and so we're thankful unto the Lord Jesus. In the morning, we had some listeners and everything. And some people don't say nothing because it's public. Whatever you put over there, it's for the public. And some people, they're not that kind. They quiet, you know, undercover Christians. They don't want nobody to know how, you know, deep they is with the Lord, so they don't put nothing out there. But over in that prayer club, everybody over there should be praying, because we don't know what, well, we all need prayer every day. We need them prayers. And if you pray over there, somebody going to pray for you. Yeah, that kind of thing. But we give God the glory. We give him the honor and the praise, and we're not coming down on nobody, and we don't want to talk about nobody, but it's the truth. We're praying for Jesus in the morning. We're praying for the prayer request club, big, beautiful Christian women. We're praying for the group you. We're praying for the group empowerment. Yeah, we pray for all of this, because all of this is a part of Jesus in the morning. I put these things together out there, people over on Facebook. It may be somebody lost who find this and find God, because that's our purpose. It's not to set us up. That's why you don't see a lot of videos of me on Facebook. And you don't see me doing the morning show on Facebook. If it's radio, radio is for listening. If it's TV, it's for seeing. Yeah. So I try to keep it in the right perspectives. And on my personal page over there, every now and then I put some pictures I took, or Shante took, or something like that. But for the most part, I don't link me personally, hopefully, in that way with my ministry. I try to keep God first and let him shine. Yeah, and it's already all right. But we know the world has changed. It's flipped upside down. It started tumbling sideways. It goes to the left and flip back to the right. And it just do all kind of things. And when I say the world, I mean the people, not the actual globe. Because God is in control. He made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And anything above and under, it belongs to him. And so we thank him this morning, and we give him glory. We give him honor and praise. And I said, after I sent that message this morning, I said, I'm going to tell Dorothy Goodman so she can hear the tone of my voice and know, you know, hey, what's going on now? We buddies. We friends. We family. Yeah, we family over here. We know each other. Yeah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Doc, so I know you're busy. Y'all forgive me for laughing here. I know you're busy, but today is a special day. I said, all right, dear sister. And I'm assuming she would think, I'm going to do what I got to do. And she could be busy all she want to. Let me see what she got to say about this. Yeah, it was just too funny. Y'all know I love a good laugh. And so I just thank God for her. I love her. And we've been friends for years, and family for years. And I'm in their family, yeah, all that kind of stuff. And when we get together, we eat, we laugh, and we have a good time in Jesus' name. Yeah. Her son-in-law, she loved that son-in-law, and she got her son-in-law on board over here. And so we just thank God. We just thank God. Got a daughter, granddaughter. Yeah, got a cousins, her daughter cousins and things. Yeah, so it's all right today in Jesus' name. We moving on in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't fool with that Dr. Goodman now because she'll show you what she's working with. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And so I just thank God for it. Listen, our topic today, we're talking about come follow Jesus. Come and follow Jesus. If you remember, we're going to read it because I heard what Sister Samoa said. It's one thing to tell me, Sister Barbara, but it's another thing to show me. That's what she said now. She said, I like that revelation talk you taught because you showed me. You didn't just tell me. But see, I got to remember these things. I got to remember these things because everybody wasn't there when I was there. Everybody didn't study when I was studying. Yeah, everybody didn't remember what I remember. And so I have to spread it for everybody. The word is for everybody. But when she told me I like to see it, it blessed me more when I see it for myself than to hear it. Yeah, and she up there, she broke it down. She said, Sister Barbara, Miss Barbara, you know how when somebody tell you something, you believe what they say. But when they show it to you, Miss Barbara, it makes all the difference in the world. And that blessed me. Yeah, show it to me in the word. But you're going to hear me talk about the word now, even in a conversation. I may not say, now this is over in John verse 3, chapter 32. You may not hear all of that. But I promise you it's in the book. Yeah, it's in the book. But I'm working on giving where it's at in the book. Because I just always thought, don't be a hearer and a knower, but be a doer. And don't be a Bible a beater. They call them Bible thumpers, Bible beaters. They call them all kind of names. But, and then you have to watch them kind of people because they can quote all the scripture, but are they living it? You got these mega preachers up. I mean, they doing it to the lollipop. They doing it to the bus stop. Yeah, and many followers. But are you yourself living this thing? We got to live it. Are you yourself preparing daily? So I just speak the word, but we're going to start working on telling you where to find it. And some days I can't remember every scripture, but I know what the word said. Yeah, because I've been walking it. I've been quoting it, you know, and I per se look at Matthew 37. Yeah, it's just some things. And I'm led by the Spirit. So many days I'm not speaking. God is speaking. And what he say, I just take heed to what he say. And if I don't believe he's here, then no point in being, you know. But God is faithful. So look, we looking this morning, come follow Jesus. If we look back, and like I said, we're going to read it because I want to show it to you in the word. If we look back, Jesus had been on a fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And he come out of the fast. And here come the devil to tempt him with food. Bread, get up here on this high pedestal, and if you fall down, your father gonna send the angels concerning you, and if you be the true son of God, turn these stones into bread. Just all kind of nonsense, but that's the temptation. That's what he do. He come when he believe you at your weakest point, and many times you are at your weakest point, and he come to tempt you right there. Right there. Many days I see it. See, because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he come to do. And we can't get it twisted now because it's Jesus who come, John 10:10. It's Jesus who come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. For me, abundant life is when I got faith in God and I believe him in some hard situations and he turned it around. Because I believed. For now, faith is. Right now, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see no way. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I do know I gave it to God, who's got all power, the one who so loved me. And if he loved me, he going to fix it. Now, he may not fix it in the way I want it fixed. See, because I prayed about the cup, pay it off, Lord, pay it off. He ain't pay it off like that. He supplied the payment every month until enough payments was paid to pay it off. See, he don't come our way the way we want him. Because sometimes it's some things we just want to be rid of. You know, I won't do this no more. I'm sick of going through this. He said, no. I need you to go a little bit further. I need you to taste and see that I'm good. Hallelujah. I need you not to fret because of evildoers. I'm the great God that have all power. Can you trust me? See, he does all this for us. And I'm so thankful unto him. Hallelujah. So look, the brothers was fishing. He had come out of that 40-day, 40-night fast and been tempted. He was walking, and I believe he was going down to Galilee, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to read it. And the brothers was fishing, and Jesus came by after, you know, being tried by the devil, coming out of that 40-day, 40-night fast. And he told the brothers to follow him. He would make them fishers of men. And today, Shante's birthday, March 19, 2024, we want to come to Jesus so we, each of us, can become fishers of men. If you haven't come to him yet, you want to come to him because you want to be a fisher of men. You want to belong to him. He's the one that fix your heart and regulates your mind. He's the one that have you thinking the way that you're thinking once you come to him, because his spirit now is in you. It's living in you. And greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. You don't think the same because now you're a new creature in him. Old things are going to pass away. And behold, all things has become new. You're new. You're not the same. And as you continue to seek him, as you continue to, you know, have a prayer life and a personal Bible study life, you're going to get to see your new creation, and you're different than you was before. But we got to come and follow Jesus. We got to come to him just as we are, weary, wounded, and sad. You're going to find in him a resting place. And when I tell you, you're going to be oh so glad because he makes you glad. Things won't be the same. You don't have to keep holding on to stuff. You can let it go. Unforgiveness, bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 huh? Your enemy, bye, 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 bye. I forgive you and bye. I forgive you and I don't have to deal with you ever again. If I choose not to, I don't have to. It's my choice. But if I know you're my enemy, I've forgiven you. I'm moving on because I don't want to have to get back in that again where I'm holding some unforgiveness because you done hurt me again. You done did something to me again. So I let it go and I'm going to forget it. I'm going to forget it. Yeah. But I got to remember you and just keep myself abstained from the very appearance of evil. And you make me want to be evil, so I got to stay away. Not that I hate you and not that I haven't forgiven you, but it's you. I love you, but you don't love me. And if you get the opportunity, you'll do something else to me. Yeah, God didn't create a fool now. He made me over, and when he made me over, he gave me wisdom. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. So look, let's read a little bit of this, and then I got to go to the request of the morning. And I'm talking about, she sent me that request, looked like at the last hour, and I got it in there. Oh, I said, Lord, I thank you. That's God. That's God. Hallelujah. So look, we're looking at Matthew's chapter 4. And this is what I was telling you. See, he had been out there 40 days and 40 nights. So let's read this together. I'm a bit excited, so I'm going to calm down just a little bit. And then we're coming back and talk a little bit more about it. But Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was led up of the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. See, sometimes we think it's the devil leading up. No. God allow us to go in some situations because you got to remember our trials come to make us strong. And we got to remember we're overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Well, testimonies, because you're going to have more than one. And this is a testimony unto Jesus, the Son of the true and living God. Oh, yeah. Verse 2 says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. You know, you ain't ate in 40 days and 40 nights, you're going to be some kind of hungry. I know I would. If I don't eat overnight, I'm going to be 6 hours can pass, I'm going to be some kind of hungry. Yeah, and wanting food. But he did it 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, that's the devil. The tempter, that's the devil. This is what he going to tell the Savior of the world. Well, he wasn't the Savior of the world yet. He hadn't died yet. God sent him to do a work. At a certain time, he would be tortured, you know, or suffer and die. But the tempter came. And how many of us the tempter done come to? All telling us to divorce the husband, divorce the wife. Sometimes it told us all kind of stuff. Yeah, the devil came. But when he came to Jesus, because Jesus was hungry, he told him about the bread. Same thing with us. Whatever situation we in, he going to tell us what we can do that's illegal and unspiritual and against God. That's what he come to tell us. Yeah. He didn't encourage Jesus. He tempted him. Tried to. In verse 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is what we got to get. When that tempter come, we got to put that word to him and he going to flee. Because he really don't like the truth. The only time he telling the truth is in hopes of you not believing. But he's not, he didn't come from a truthful situation. But Jesus had something for him, the word. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up into the holy city. Look at this. And setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, up high. Yeah. Verse 6 says, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now you see what he doing? If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Why would I do that? And then the devil going to come back with the word. Look at here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Well, if he going to fall down, they going to dash his foot. And you were going to make sure, Satan. But Jesus came back, and it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, look, he going to tempt you. I want you to know that. When you come to Jesus, you're going to be tempted. When you come to Jesus, it's going to appear there's a whirlwind. Things going to get worse than it ever been. But you got to hold on to your faith. You got to trust God and stay in his word. And if I was you, I would learn that word quick. So I know what my promises are. So I know what I got to battle with. If you can't remember scripture, the name of Jesus will work every time. Call on him and mean it when you call on him. if you was out there in the world and you was a bad boy and a bad girl and what you told folks, you meant it. You know, if you do that again, I'm going to slap the taste out your mouth. If you do that again, I'm going to blow a hole in you, whatever you was. Now you done come to Jesus. And you got him. Mean what you tell that devil. Mean it. Yeah. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Mean it. I cast all your works back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Anything that's coming against me this day and any other day, I cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you would rebuke that devourer for my sake. And I loose only the things of God. I loose the work of God. I loose all of the blessings and miracles of God. Yeah, you got to show him what you're working with. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. But he coming. Those of us that have already received him, he coming. The only time he don't come is when you're not a threat. See, some of us, we forget that God is. Some of us forget that when the devil come in like a flood, it's God that'll raise a standard. So we go kicking and bucking and no, we ain't got to do that. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Speak the truth. Call on Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And the enemy do not like truth. They told me he's a liar. He's the father of all lies. So he generates the lie. So when you think of a lie, just know the devil done brought you something. Hallelujah. But greater is he this morning that lives within us than he that is in the world. And we're talking about come, follow Jesus. That's what we're talking about. But we got to come to him. And he will in no wise cast us out. I don't care what you see in the world. I don't care how many people you murdered. I don't care how many children you molested, how many women you raped, men you raped. I don't care what you've done. If you believe, you got faith the size of a mustard seed. If you believe and come to God, because that's the key. The key is to believe, have faith. And he will reward you if you diligently seek him. You got to constantly seek him. Can't let it go. And start working on your mind to get it in a place where whatever you are doing, it will bless others. Whatever you say should bless others. If you don't know, you're going to tell them, I don't know. Shante has asked me many days about things which may seem common to her. It's what everybody should know. I have to tell, oh, no, I don't know that. I ain't never heard of that. Yeah. Sometimes people have asked me things about the scripture. I don't know that. I never heard of that. But we can look it up. We can search it. We can research and find it and see if it's in there. Because that devil, he want to work with you on them lies. He'll make you act like you got what you don't. You ever heard him say, fake it till you make it? That means lie until you make it. He said a liar won't tarry in his sight. Come out from among them and be separated. Now that's him. That's not me. But I believe if we do that, we'll be blessed. And we'll score points with God. And I want to score all the points. And whether I score or not, he loved me. And he'll look beyond. Because eventually I'm going to come to my senses and repent. Yeah, and it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Verse 8 said, and again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain. See, he just won't stop. You got to continue to resist him. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now look at this. You heard me say the devil is a fool and a liar. And he'll make a fool and a liar out of you. Now he gonna take the Son of the true and living God, which is God, take him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9 says, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Listen, did you hear me say the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein? Everything and everybody belong to God, including this tempter. So why would I bow down to that foolishness? I don't need the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. I just need what God has given unto me. I just need my little spot. And the older I get, I don't need a big spot. The spot is growing smaller and smaller. I'm not doing all that cleaning like I used to do. Boy, you'd have caught me when I was in my 30s and early 40s. Oh, I was off the chain. What? Yeah, we clean baseboards, huh? We taking curtains down, washing curtains, put the winter curtains up, come back and take the spring or summer curtains down. I mean, winter curtains down, put the spring and summer curtains up. Or we changing out the drapes, we dry clean, all kind of stuff. But as we get older, many times we're not still doing all of this. So I don't need no big house on no hill with no dog named Fluffy. I need smaller. Just enough for me. I mean, I used to be crazy about pots and pans in the kitchen. Bought a big, wanted the mixer that you let up, the stand-up mixer. I barely use it. I got it. See, because I'm not doing as much in the kitchen as I used to do. I'm not doing much in the house as I used to do. Shantae done took over all of that. It's hers. I live here. Thank you, Jesus, for Shantae. Yeah, and so I thank God. And see, sometimes you done been through some things and you done had some accidents. And because of what the trauma of the body, you heal, but the bones and things, they still sometimes have a few, you know, little problems. They get stiff. And then sometimes you heal, but sometimes it comes from what you ate, what you're eating, what you refuse to stop eating, what you're doing and refusing to stop doing, all kind of stuff. Just this morning, the Lord spoke to me, and I got to get it done. He showed me. I got to walk more. You want them knees to loosen up? We'll do some walking. Because I'm healed. I just got to do my part. I don't believe God will do for us what he has allowed us to do for ourselves. And then we want to go crying. I'll get up. If you don't do them, I'll walk to the mailbox and back. Do that. He was showing me that this morning. Walk to the mailbox and back. Okay, my knees hurt. Well, go ahead on. It's going to be a little struggle, but as you get it done, them knees going to feel better. Therapy. Mm-hmm. That's what they did in therapy to help them, and it helped. But sometimes we won't do what we're supposed to do. But look now. In verse 9, he told him, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou would fall down and worship me. What you giving me when it's all mine and you belong to me too? What you giving me? Verse 10 says, then said Jesus unto him, check it out. Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Huh? He didn't tell him, I own all of this, and I'm casting you back to hell right now. No, he didn't do all that. He said, get thee hence, which means get behind me, Satan, or get on away from me, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him. I told you that's who that tempter was, the devil. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Once you resist him, he got to flee. And God will send you a word. God will send you a song. God will bring somebody to comfort you afterwards to remind you, God is distant of my life. God is, oh yeah, he's all powerful, all knowing, all just, all fair God who love us. Who allow his grace and his mercy to work for us. He looks beyond us. He know we come from a sinful nature. He know in sin did our mother conceive us. But guess what? He fixed it. He fixed it for us when he chose his only begotten son to come and suffer, to hang, bleed, die. Conquer all and rise with all power. I like all of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 11 says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Verse 12 says, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. I thought that's where he was going. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. 14 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the sea, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They told me we Gentiles. Many of us are. A Gentile, because we're not Jews, we're not Greek, yeah, we're not barbarians. Hallelujah. So this is where he was now, this is where he came to after he was tried and tempted. He left there and came on into Galilee of the Gentiles. 16 says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Hallelujah. I see that two ways. I see it in the spirit and I see it in the natural. Light sprung up. Because spiritually, you changed. And naturally, you were the same, but you yet changed on the inside. You couldn't see the out appearance of it, but you saw the inner appearance of it, and it's yet spiritual. Set in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. It sprung up for me. Yeah, I would have died and went to hell. But light sprung up. Light shined in darkness, and God blessed me to comprehend. I so love you, I sent my only begotten son, that if you believe on me, you won't perish but have everlasting life. He didn't send me the traditional way that people say to get saved at the altar at the church. It was in my bedroom where he come and showed me the way. Hallelujah. I've never been the same since that day. And anybody meet Jesus, you won't remain the same. It's impossible. So Luke 17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. I'm going to leave it right there. We're coming back to 19. We're coming back to verse 19, and we go on a little bit further. Hallelujah. But come follow Jesus. Come and follow him. Yeah. Tell somebody today, would you come and follow Jesus with me? Ask somebody today, have you followed Jesus? It's important, but the time is at hand. He wished that none should perish, and we wish that none should perish, but we got the opportunity to do something about it like he does. And he needs some willing vessels. He needs some willing soldiers who's going to work unto him. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' precious name. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. For there is none like him. We're going to this one request. And when we come back, we're still talking about come follow Jesus.
Yeah. Radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Marvin Sapp this morning. And You Kept Me is the name of that one. And so we're back in the book of Matthew chapter 4. And we see where Jesus had been tempted. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Yeah, he was led out there to do it. So we got to remember there's some things we led to do so that God can prove who he is. Hallelujah. And we praying for holy boldness. We praying for holy strength. Look here, we praying to be fearless in Jesus. Fearless in Jehovah God. Fearless in the word. You can't make us scared. We're not afraid. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power. Hallelujah. Power, love, and a sound mind. And I speak by the power of Almighty God when I bind it up. Now, he's going to bring some stuff to try to distract you. Yeah. After I bind him up the other day, he got so mad, and he got mad about the truth coming forth and me sharing all kind of stuff. He got so angry, he hacked the computer. When they told me what to do, unplug it, turn it off, unplug it, I went on in the living room, cut my phone off, went on in the living room and sat down and started talking to Shante about what I should be doing and this and that. And I had a piece about it. And it come to me, Hewlett Packard made it, it's an HP, call them. And they went all through it to make sure everything was good. Yeah. But see, that devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he always trying to tap the computer to keep it from spreading the good news of Jesus all over the world. Yeah. He don't want me going over in Africa. He don't like me going in Canada. Canada, stay out of there. He didn't want me in Jamaica. He didn't want me in other places, Germany, Russia, Israel. He didn't want me going overseas pulling people. Ghana, all kind of places I had never heard. He didn't want me going over there because he was going to be stopped. He want to keep tricking people. He don't like it when you teach against witchcraft. Because, see, in witchcraft, he can do a lot of things, even kill people physically. So teaching people against that, he don't like that. So after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he came out hungry. Here come the devil. Come out, turn these stones into bread if you're the son of God. What? But Jesus had something for him. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And said to him, if thou be the son of God, cast thyself down, for it's written. He going to use it is written back to Jesus. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Oh, come on now. Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, he just was going to keep on. And God has, Jesus had something for him. And again, the devil take him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence. Go on, get away from here, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him. See, you got to put him out. As long as you allow him to stay, as long as you allow him to talk to you, as long as you allow him to show you things, oh yeah, put him out. Get thee hence. Get out. And don't come back. Don't come back talking to me about nothing. I don't want to hear from you. Matter of fact, I bind you up and I cast you to the pits of hell. Don't come back. In Jesus' name. And Father God, rebuke him for my sake. And I loose the things, only the things of God to me. Anything that's not like God, I bind it up and cast it to the pits with you. Yeah. Somebody says stop and tell him drop all my stuff. Now, he know what to do. And anything he took, God going to restore it. And he got to pay interest. Yeah. 12 says, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed Galilee. At 13, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him this morning. I thank him for making a way for the Gentiles. I thank him for making a way for me that I'm not a Jew. Hallelujah. 16 says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Hallelujah. Oh, I came from a dark place, but light sprung up over there. I was in the dope-selling game, but light sprung up for me. I come out. I was in the horn game. I laid with men I wasn't married to. Oh, but in the shadow of death, light sprung up. Huh? I was a liar. Light sprung up. Whatever I was, light sprung up that I could no longer be that. Because I didn't desire to be that. But I was in bondage to sin. Oof. But God come. Sent his son. And whom the son set free is free indeed. I'm no longer in bondage to sin. I make choices today. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. 17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's still the same today. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come and follow Jesus. Come follow Jesus. It'll bless you to repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In a minute he could part the sky. We don't know the day, not the hour when he's returning. But he said he's coming back, and I believe that. Only the Father know the date. Hallelujah. 18 says, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. They was out there, you know, catching, I could imagine. If they was in Florida, they'd have been out there catching big whitings. I love whiting fish. Some people love tilapia and red bass and trout. And, yeah, they was out there doing all of this. It was a job. And, you know, we go to the fish market. Some people call them fishmongers. But in Florida, I go to the fish market. And when I get there, there's a whole big long counter encased in glass and in stone and ice, and they got the fish on top to show you what it looks like. So these were fishes, and it was a job, and I'm sure they sold the fish and made money to take care of their families or take care of themselves. So 20 says, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. Look what 19 said, though. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway, they stopped right then and there. They didn't tarry and left their nets and followed him. That's verse 20. 21 says, and going on from thence, he saw other two brothers. In other words, another two brothers. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. See, some was out casting their nets into the sea. They were out there fishing. Now, these two brothers and the daddy, they was mending their nets. They was fixing the nets that they used to fish. And he called to them. Who called to them, Barbara? Jesus? Yeah. 22 says, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. What you say, Barbara? They gave up everything right then. They left the dad and all, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, to follow Jesus. Listen, that's why today I love my family and even love my friends. But nobody come before Jesus in my life. Nobody can come before him. I can leave them, but I can't leave Jesus. Huh? I can leave my friends, but I can't leave Jesus. I can leave food and water, but I can't leave Jesus. I can leave my house, but I can't leave Jesus. I can let the money go, but I can't let God go. I've seen this before, and when I let it go, he was right there. The house wasn't there no more, but he was. The car wasn't there no more, but he was. The ex wasn't there no more, but he was. The children wasn't there no more, but he was. I'm telling you, I've been through the storm and lots of rain, and he proved himself to me. Nobody will be there. But I will. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end. But you got to get your mind off them and seek him diligently. And he will reward you through faith. Your faith. When I didn't have a job. When I didn't know where the next meal was going to come from. I had him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And guess what he did? He provided. I can remember going to pick my paycheck up, $75. I didn't work the whole week. I think I worked one day. And I went to pick the check up, $75. Oh, but he's a multiplying God. He stretches things. Do y'all know that I think the bank gave me $750, something like that. It's been a while. I can't remember like I used to. I wanted to bless some people for Thanksgiving. And I didn't see no way. I didn't know of a way, but he made a way. So he said, come follow me. And immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. Sometimes we got to give up family. We got to give up certain friends. It may be all your friends, depending on what type friends they are. The crowd you're hanging with. We got to give up the world. Sometimes you have to give your children up. The husband or the wife. Your parents. I'm just giving them up and go. What you're doing is you letting them go because you got greater. Greater than they could ever be to you. You got the one who made you. You got the one who created you. You got the one that caused you to come forth from your mother's womb. You got the one who can destroy the body and the soul. You got the one that in the late midnight hours, he going to be there with you. You got the one that can turn all your troubles around. Hallelujah, Jesus. So 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Y'all didn't hear that. Did you hear that? And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now, do you think he stopped right there in 23 and he hasn't done it since? I'm the bearer of good news. He's yet that same healer today who healed all manner of sickness and disease among people. What they say, you got AIDS, that's what they said, and you don't want it? I mean, you're taking medicine and you're doing all right, but you don't even want it in your body. He healed all manner of disease. What they say, you had herpes, and you're doing all right, you're taking medication, you ain't having no flare-ups or nothing, but you don't want it in your body? He healed all manner of disease. They diagnose you with diabetes. What? And you taking your meds and everything, watching what you eat, but it's a drag and all of that. You don't want it in your body? He healed all manner of disease among people. What they told you, you got high blood pressure. And you don't want it like that. You like eating what you want to eat, you know, but you got to eat in moderation of it. Well, he healed all manner of sickness. They say you got a weak heart. He can strengthen your heart. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. But we must believe. 24 says, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Listen, come follow Jesus, because you got some things in your life that you need to have removed. You want them gone. He's the only one who can remove these things out of your life. I don't care how many books you read by other people. I don't care how many times you thump the syringe and make sure you got the right CCs of diabetes medication. Listen, he heals all manner of sickness and disease. But we must believe and we must go to him. And see, for me, I'm healed. But many times I go back and do what it takes to get sick again. I shouldn't eat a pack of 100-gram crackers. Take two out of them, which would be four if you break them in half. And no, don't drink an 8-ounce glass of milk with the graham crackers. And you need 2 ounces of three if you're going to drink. And it's best that you drink water, because the more water you drink, the better position you're in. It filters through your liver and your kidneys and it washes it out. But you got to drink enough. And if you're taking medication, it'll push the medication where it should be and on out your body. We're going to put more in there because we need to store it to keep doing what it's doing. But look, God will bless you in healing. You're broke? He'll give you an idea that will cause you to make money. I saw a guy one time, he was from New York, and he only sold umbrellas. And we know it didn't rain every day in Florida, but there were rainy seasons, and I'm sure he made plenty of money. And he took some of the money and went back and bought more umbrellas. He didn't have a whole slew. He might have had 3 or 4 umbrellas he sold a day for $5. He was from up north. And people bought those umbrellas from him daily. God will make a way for you. I heard of people just selling chicken and waffles. I've heard of people just selling fish and shrimp and fries. I was one who sold chicken wing and fries and a big fat yeast roll. Fish fillets, fries, and a big fat yeast roll. Couldn't sell it. Couldn't cook it fast enough. Brownies, cupcakes. He will open a door and make a way if you're willing. But many times we just want God to bring it to us. We don't want to work for it. Just bring it to me, Lord. But getting out to work, we're going to meet people because we're working in the vineyard. I'm serving brownies, but I'm a witness. I'm serving fish, but I'm a witness. I'm serving chicken wings, but I'm a witness. Come on, children, and get the cupcakes, and let me tell you Jesus is who he say he is. He's Alpha and Omega already. He's the beginning and the end. He's the God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus and God, I'm sharing some things. I'm a witness. We can go to church, but let's build with Jesus at home. We can go to church, but let's build with God at the house. We can go to church, but let's not put the pastor before God, the first lady before God, as they call it. That's the pastor wife. We can go to church, but let's don't jump up and down when the choir up and when the word come forth, we looking sick. Because the word unbound us. I'm a full-grown woman, 67 years old, been in this race since 1993, and not running it fast. And I've been to church since I'm 67 and had to say, ouch, ooh, wait a minute. Ooh, they stepped on my toes. Ooh, let me move my toes so I can see and find a word that'll help me come out of this, that when it come round again, it won't find me in the same place. I repent unto you, Lord. And when this thing come back around, don't let it find me in the same place. But that the house have been swept and I moved on and I refuse to let anything back in there that's not Jesus. 24 say his fame went out throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Some folks, they don't have a physical ailment that you can see. You've seen the man with the crutches or with the cane. You've seen some people couldn't walk. They had to put some people in the nursing home that had to go in for rehabilitation, and some didn't come out. They had to stay there. But there are some sicknesses that you can't see unless people open their mouth. And that's the lunatic. That's what he called it right here in 24. Mental illness, mental health, mental sickness, because of what some people have gone through. And then the enemy come in and talk with them, and they believe what the enemy's saying because they think it's them thinking that way. No, the devil talking to you. You're not crazy. Resist that talk. I came to Jesus just as I was. Tell him that. I was weary, wounded, and sad. I found in Jesus a resting place. He made me glad. I bind you up. Get away from me. Get hence. You can't just keep sitting around letting that devil tell you. That devil will tell you all kind of stuff. Look at them. They looking at you. They watching everything you do. Guess what? They got a microphone in your backyard listening to everything you say. Not today it may be that way, but I'm saying before all this came into play. And then today, nobody got no microphone in your backyard. They ain't went that deep. That might be in your phone, your computer, your TV, but it's not in your backyard. I never thought I'd have to say that. But it's not in your backyard. It's not in your front yard. They didn't post it up right in front of, on the side of your driveway. They didn't put it in the camera in the neighbor yard across the street so they can spy on you. No, sir, and no, ma'am. Again, maybe in the phone, maybe in the computer, the TV, the laptop, the pad, but it is not where they wasted their good time and effort just on you. You tell that devil he's a lie. You told the first lie. You're the father of all lies, and I bind you up. I'm not paranoid, and I'm not going to be paranoid. I give my all to Jesus, and I believe. And I'm seeking him, and he's going to reward me because I'm diligent at seeking him and believing what he says. I bind you up talking to me, and I loose the angels of the Lord to come and minister. I only lose what's good for me through Jesus. Because we can't see it unless they open their mouth or unless they do something. And look what he says, taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils. Some people got demons in them. You can't get close to them. There's a place here, we call it 20th Street. And they take a lot of people there. These people possessed with devils, but they're not going to let you in there until I'm casting them out. If you catch them out on the street, you can do all of this. But they take them in these places and medicate them. In some cases, the police have to bring them to that place, 20th Street Mental Health. But all that is as this him, possessed with devils. And they be tormented because these things, these demons torment them. Remember the man was over in the caves and taking the rocks and cutting himself? Jesus had to come over there and cast that thing out of him. Yeah, it wouldn't let nobody by. You go up there, he kill you, cut you up, because he was possessed with devils. And it even talked about them being possessed with 3,000, a legion of demons, 3,000 in one person. But you got to resist what he's telling you. And some people get confused because they don't know, maybe I should believe this. Maybe I should hold on to this. No, don't hold on to paranoid. Pray. Cry out to the Lord. When you go to hear it all, Jesus, if you have to say it out loud, say it out your mouth. David said he cried unto the Lord, he heard his cry. And when we called on his name, it's the only name under heaven whereby men must be saved. And if you call on him, he going to answer. I don't know if I know I did tell you about I was in Altamont Springs, had moved in the old neighbor. Told me that the man was an evangelist and he needed some help. So she had me to move from with my God brother over there to his spot to help him out. And I'm over there and I had to go to Alabama, but before I went, I'm in the bed sleeping. See, they was trying to do some underhanded stuff and my name would have been tarnished in that foolishness. No sir and no ma'am. So I go to bed and something grabbed me by my feet and was pulling me down in the bed. Listen to me. This is true. At first I said, Mama. And they come to me, Mama. I said, Jesus. And immediately that thing turned me loose. Well, I soon found out what it was. Trying to pull me down. She was married, and he was married, and they went and married each other. You see, I would have been in that mess. The name would have been destroyed. Nobody would have saw me as a woman of God. What? Nobody would have saw me as an evangelist, not the true evangelist of God to spread the good news of God and tell the truth. As Pastor Howell say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, I wouldn't have been known in that way. Bamboozle, swindle. And then it would have turned into all of that. See, because I don't open the door for evil. Next thing you know, I'm over there prophesying for money. What? I'm over there lying to get money. I'm writing all kind of strange books. All kind of foolishness. And I'd have tricked a lot of people because I started out good and then allowed the enemy to get in. Always just Jesus. He'll keep us. Always just Jesus. Is Jesus in my soul. Huh? For I have touched the hem of his garment. and his love has made me whole. Had I never touched him, had I never met him, and decided to stay real in him, I would have been messed up. And truly hell would have been my home. And a woman said they had a roasting post in hell just for preachers. And demons taking turns sticking you. Let me stick him. Now you done stuck him, let me stick him. Oh no, I didn't want none of that. God is good. And he knew the very intent of my heart. So he knew if he showed this to me, I have holy boldness, I was going to speak. I said, don't you ever do this again. Woo, I was hot about that thing, but you can be angry, but sin not now. Don't try to trick me up in your foolishness. That's what y'all doing. 25 says, and there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. So come on, New York. Come on, Philadelphia. Come on, New Jersey. Come on, Connecticut. Where you at over there, Maine? Come on, Africa. Look here, Germany. Come on. Come on, Russia. Come on, China. Come on, Japan. Come on, Africa. From every nation, come on unto God. You're not coming unto Jesus in the morning. You're not coming unto Barbara. You're not coming unto Freedom Doors. But come on, from every nation unto Jesus. Come follow him. You say no food in your country. You said they done did you so wrong in your country. They took what you had. They just can't get right over there. Come on, Mexico. Get it right. Fall on your knees and cry out to God, and all that foolishness in Mexico got to leave Mexico. God would just dissolve it. He'll pluck it up from the root and kill the root. And once he killed the root, nothing can grow back there that shouldn't be. Evil will leave and never return, Mexico. But there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. If you want your stuff back, go to God and ask him to give you what's rightfully yours back. If he took it from you, if he took it and gave it to your neighbor like he did David and Saul, it's nothing you can do but follow him now, get right with God, and prepare for his return. Let go. Whatever he cut off, don't try to go back and get it. And you know when I say that, I think about marriage. He done brought you out of the foolishness. You keep going back. You've been dealing with this man. He ain't no good. And he's not good to you or for you. And God delivered you, but you keep going back. Making excuses why you're going back, because you think going back, he going to die before you and you're going to get something out of the deal. Guess what? God will let you die before him and you done suffered in vain. Hell is your home. See, we got to think on these things. What would cause me to go to hell? And see, we think we can do all this stuff and then run to God. He said, you know it's wrong and do it, it's a sin. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. We got to stop playing games with ourselves. We know not a day nor the hour when he's returning. And right when you thinking that thought, here come God. Too late. It is too late. Now is the time to get right with him. Yeah, today is the day for us to get it right with him. I know some of us think we already been found. But you can feel that you've been found and not be found. So we want to go to him and make sure our election and calling is sure in him. Come follow Jesus. You can't meet him and stay the same. And men, stop tricking these women. Church men, stop tricking women. As long as you getting what you want from her, she the best thing since sliced bread. The minute she stand up for herself, you ready to run. And then sometimes you run on, but you got to run right back to her. Yeah, because you wasn't right. You wasn't right. And all of a sudden now that you need her, you can understand and you got the patience now. You should have been kept the patience. Stay in the word. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stop putting it on your flesh because the flesh is no good. And that flesh will have you going to hell at a drop of a moment. Women, the same thing. Stop running back over there to him when you need him. You're out here looking for something else, and then when you can't get that, then you want to run back to him because he's been good to you. Going to church every Sunday. Singing loud and then raising your hand up high. But you're not treating God right. Because whatever your flesh wants, that's what you're out here doing. Got to bring that flesh under subjection. Pray and ask God to teach us how to kill this flesh so he can live through us and in us. Mainly in us. And let the Spirit of the Lord dictate. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead and guide the way. Not dictate, but lead and guide us, and we follow his lead. We got to stop all this craziness. We know not a day nor the hour when he's returning. Yeah. I'm trying to work on some things on me. Ever since I heard the rapper went to hell, oh yeah, that helped me a lot. I took heed. Because I know it to be the truth. God is not a lying God. He said hell enlarges itself daily. And some people tell me, we in hell right now. I'm going through hell. No, I ain't going through no hell right here. I may have some trials, but they only come to make me strong. But the hell he got, it get hotter and hotter. And there are devils down there that torture you. Think it's a joke. A lot of people believe it's a joke. Oh, and it's so sad that you get there and it's true. And it's too late to do anything about it. You done got there and hell is real when you thought it wasn't. You talked all this trash about hell, you and your friends going to be potting down there. I know a guy, they call him Dundada. And he raps about when he get to hell, he going to let Satan light the drove. And they're going to smoke dope together and all of that. Now, it's not going to be that kind of party. I heard the man say nobody was there but him and the tour guide of hell. God let this messenger take him on a tour. They were the only two. And the only reason why the messenger was there is because he was in charge of the tour. But other than that, he would have been falling and going to these different places by himself. And in one spot, he'd have landed. He said God didn't take him over into the deeps of hell, over, I'm assuming, where the true pit is, where you're burned throughout eternity. But he took him on a tour to show him what you are facing if you don't change. Nobody have to go to hell. It's your choice. God give us free will, because I can't accuse him a force of me. That day I went to the window of my bedroom, he didn't force me. I needed him. Oh, hear me today. I needed him. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't do it for myself. So yeah, we need to get it together. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But we got to get serious about the business of God. And stop all of this, we think we got it. And stop all of this, God know my heart. Let me tell you something. That's dangerous right there, because he knows the very intent of your heart. He knows every desire of your heart, and some of them desires are not good. Stop all of that. Ask God to come in there and clean it up. Give me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. And Lord, when you do this, help me to desire not to go back. And help me to bind up whatever's coming that's not of you. Don't let me think on these things, because a lot of times folks go too far when they let their mind go too far. Nip it in the bud right here, right now. Cut it right now. Don't let it grow. No, don't let the devil say another word to you. Stop him. Get hence. Get gone. In Jesus' name. And go right on into talking to the Lord. To the Lord. Talk to him right then and there. Lord, help me today. I don't want this devil talking to me. Because I allow my mind to go out too far in these thoughts, and when I know it in the thing, I'm thinking on these things that I shouldn't be thinking on. I'm not thinking on what's true. I'm not thinking on what's honest. I'm not thinking on what's just. I'm not thinking on what's pure. I'm not thinking on what's lovely. I'm not thinking of the things that will yield a good report. But some church men, they done seen the woman and they imagine in their mind what it's like to be with her. But you're supposed to be in church, a Christian, a follower of Christ. We start saying believers because these fake people say they're Christians, but they're not following Jesus. They're following their flesh. They're following what the fleshly preacher is teaching. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I just want to just grab men and just shake them till their teeth rattle. I just want to grab a man and just pin him to the wall and just put my finger in his forehead. What is wrong with you? God made you first. God gave you the power. Why I got to do it and you around here playing? You're a man. Go to God for man this stuff. Ask God to make you a thoroughbred man. Ask God to make you rough, rugged, and real as a man. And stop all of this. I got to get my nails done. Yeah, go on and get them feet done. I'm with you on that. But go on out there and learn how to change the oil in the car. How to fix something in the house. While you fixing on this stuff, you praying that you become better than Bob the Builder. Yeah, men won't stand up. And they allow women to make them weak. Men raise children. Men raise men. I'm talking about thoroughbred men. I'm not talking about no boy with the age of a man. I'm talking about a real man. He doesn't learn how to stand up and be what the man that God would have him to be. And he's striving daily for perfection in God. So he could teach his sons how to be a godly man. And stop letting these women make you weak. Telling you what it go. Well, look here, honey. If that's what you want, go on and have it. But you won't have me with it. Yeah. Men wanted to know too much women business. Now they know all about the women's business and how it come about, how you put your weave in. Men shouldn't know all of that. And he shouldn't be sitting around to pay attention to all of that. When he can learn how to change a tire. When he can learn how to put an alternator on a car. This man stuff. When he can learn how to landscape his own yard. But now he in there with the women learning about the nails and all this other stuff. That he shouldn't even know about. You know, some men don't know about your weave. They think that's your real hair. They ain't got into it like that. They over there, John and Bruce and Bob, they over there at the shop. Talking about taking an engine. I always wanted to take an engine out of a car. Bob said, well, come on, today we going to do it. He said, but man, go home and throw you on some old clothes because oil might get all over. Whatever they do. You see, but God made you first, and he made you the head, like Christ is the head of the church. And then he put people under you to follow you. He gave you a wife, he gave you a son, he gave you a daughter, he gave you some grandchildren. All you can do is sit around and badmouth women and the men that badmouth women because they're not strong enough to be men. My bad. Yeah. They are not strong enough to stand up and be men. Tell me what the woman did to them. Man, get out of there and go on. If you see she can't follow the lead of God, she got to go. I don't care how fine she is, how good she smells. I don't care how pretty she is. You got beautiful, fine, good-smelling demons. And that's not what you want to be a part of. I know men can't even go in the house with their wife. He got to always be outside doing something. Kind of foolishness. It's my house. I'm going to come in here when I get ready. If I decide to burn up some eggs this morning, cooking me some eggs, I'm going to burn them up because it's my kitchen, my stove, my pots, my pans, just like it's yours. This is our house. One not going to dominate the other one, tell me what you can't do. And what she don't like, what he don't like. When you got God, he bring peace to the home. Not because you're afraid to do something because she, he, no. Peace is in the home because what you planning on doing is good in the home. You're not planning on doing nothing crazy. Y'all both clean. Because both of y'all work, so y'all help each other in the house. He cooked just as good as you do. Huh? All right, then, Bob, let's get in there and rock them pots. When I get home, I'm going to be hungry. And tomorrow I get home before Bob. Or tonight I prep all the food. And all Bob got to do because he get home before me is put it in the oven. I left the crock pot bamming when I went to work. And it's got to bam for 8 hours, like I'm working 8. And when I get home, all I got to do is add bread and a salad to the meal, and dinner is served, but we working together. When he come home, he checked the crock pot. He saw that the things was done, so he turned it on low to keep it heat. But we don't think. And when God said the man was the head, he didn't mean for him to just use a woman and abuse her and make her your slave. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. But he the man, he's stronger. I was in a relationship living with a worldly man who knew God but left him, was backslidden. I'm telling you, this boy knew God for real, but he was in a backslidden state. He said, now don't worry about answering the door. When I'm home, I got the door. Hey, you changing the furniture around again? I said, yeah, well, step over there. Where you want this at? You hungry? So I could eat a little something. He was going there and make me a sandwich. He was going there and make me something. I love green beans. Open me a can of green beans. Put some black pepper, melt butter over there. I like that, all of that kind of thing. He would go and shop for women items for me. And give it a second thought. And I said, he said, yeah, you got to have it. It's what happened in life. He wasn't concerned about me spending my money, but he was concerned about spending his, what you need. Here, I'm going to give this to you. And then he went to the store with me one time to buy cleaning supplies. He said, I will never complain ever again about you having my money. He said, because you take the money and you use it where it's supposed to be. I've never saw this like this. And he never complained about me having his money. Put it to good use. Yeah. But men are the head. And if you pray, and let me tell you something, men, if you fast and pray, oh, look at here. Boy, look at here. Fast and pray. Go before God and tell God what you want him to do in you and for you. Lord, I want to be the head of my house. God, I want to be the man that you would cause me to be in my house. I want to love my wife. I want her to have whatever she want to have. Lord, I want her to be healed. I want her to be in good shape. And I really don't want my wife in the world working. I don't want her out there going through all of that, Lord. Increase me. Increase my finances. Increase my territory. Strengthen me, oh God, that I can pull her off the job and put her in the house. She get up when she get ready. It's the men like this because they understand. Now, them that's complaining about women, you ain't did women right yourself, and you don't know God. And them that's following them devils, the women that's full of devils, that's on you. That's not on God. And that's not on every woman. That was your choice. You chose her for the wrong reasons. The scriptures say, help meet. Help meet the needs of the family. Help meet the needs of the husband. Help meet the needs of the children. Help meet the needs of his family. He provides. Sometimes you may have to go over there and cook a meal and take it to his mother because she's under the weather. Yeah. Sometimes you may have to go over there and bring the sister-in-law children, your nieces and nephews, in-laws took to the house until the sister and the brother-in-law get off from work. You're not looking for the worst in the in-laws. Yeah. My son had got good in-laws. He just didn't know. The father-in-law passed away, but he got to see some things, but sometimes it's what we want, we ain't getting, and we spoil. But he got the world's greatest in-laws. I have that daughter-in-law. That's the world's greatest daughter-in-law for me. Stick with my son through thick and thin. I'd have been left him. I'm honest with mine. I'd have been told him bye-bye so long ago, he wouldn't even probably remember me. But she hung in there. She's hanging in there. And whatever she gets, she share. He can't help but share. Yeah. Because if he did it, it's just you just a selfish fool. So he can't help himself but take care of his wife. Do better. He have gotten in trouble and called me with her on the phone. So she could hear what I was going to say. Got right on and then everything, and then when it was all said and done, she called me back or I called her back. Sometimes we laugh. And I said, you got that right there when I talked to you? She said, yes, ma'am, I got it. Yeah. No harsh words, no anger, no nothing. Because she passed the church. He the bishop over there. But she pastored the church. And that's what the godly women need, rough, rugged, and real in Jesus. He's not so hard and you do what I say. I'm trying to tell you something you won't listen now. Because rough, rugged, and real know this. If I listen to my wife, she has some good points. I've seen the things that she was capable of doing. So when she trying to explain something to me, I'm going to listen. But a lot of men, no, this and that. I don't want it done by today. Well, look here, partner. When I see you in the street, I'll holler at you because I know you. But if we got to separate this union, we just going to have to go our separate ways. Now, I won't be able to marry no more. And you won't either, but you probably will. But guess what? I'm not doing it, and I'm just going on about my business, okay? That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm no dog. I'm no slave. I don't want nobody abusing me. Because I'm not dogging you. I'm not abusing you. And I'm not trying to have you as my slave. We together, we one in this. What affects you affects me. And what affects me should affect you. Yeah, we love each other. It's you and I against the world. We got to pray. We got work to do. We want to do it together. Some women can't go to their husband and tell them, well, I want to be a cheerful gift. What? You giving money away. I work hard for that money. All kind of craziness. Unequally yoked. This is why we have to stand still and know that he is God and let God give to us women. Men too, let God give you a wife, because what he give won't add sorrow. But you're out here picking and choosing because she's fine. She got a big butt, huh? She got big breasts. She smell good. Her hair so pretty. Her skin light. Her skin dark. Yeah, be with the foolishness and see what you get. And some men don't learn. They don't never learn. They keep after the same foolishness. And they keep coming back to slapping them in the face. Women the same way. He got to be this and he got to be that. He got to have this kind of job. Look here, a man working for the sanitation department can do more for you than a rich man. Yeah, that boy worked for that sanitation department. Or he may be a truck driver. He can make you feel like a me. He can make you feel like you're the only woman in the world. He got the right motives for you. And he just simple and small, but he do great things. Hallelujah, Jesus. That construction worker. Yeah. He can help you out. Take care of the bills, take care of you, come home and scrub your toes, all kind of things. But when we're looking for too much, when we're expecting too much, and we're not healed, we're not right, tell me what you want. Pray and ask God to heal us all. We all need a healing. Lord, heal me from a past relationship. Don't let me bring old stuff into new. Don't let me bring stuff out of my old relationship into my new relationship. And you know what? I don't want no man telling me what he went through with that last woman. I don't want to know about that. That's not important to me. Because if you healed of it, you don't want to talk about her and her bad ways, what caused you to, let's move on. And if she's to be mentioned, it's for us to pray for her. Not to dog and talk about how bad she, because I'm sure the first one without sin can cast the first stone. Oh boy, I had it going on. Yeah, my ex this and he wasn't bad and blah, 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 blah. Oh, I just gave it all to him. He was just so evil and oh, I just gave it all to that green-eyed, curly-haired monster. And guess what? The Lord came up on the scene and showed me me. I'm like, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God showed me me. So I had to cut all that bad talk about him out. Well, I never did talk bad to my children about him because that's their father. And whether we was going to be together forever or no more, that's still their father. And nobody won't, even their mama, they don't want to hear her talking bad about daddy. Especially when they have some type of relationship with him. So when they came around, I always told them about it back in the day when he and I first got together, when I first saw him. And my second oldest daughter, she would go back and tell him everything I said. I said, you's a traitor. I'm telling you all the good information and you going back to tell him you don't do that. She like, Mom, that's my daddy. Well, I won't be telling you no more good news. All of that kind of thing. Yeah. But it was me, too. It wasn't just him alone. I was in there, too. I did wrong, too. And the Lord showed me. I mean, I wasn't cheating or using him or nothing like that. But it's some things I should have stood for and stand up when I didn't. I just let him be, you know, wimp as he wanted to be. Yeah. And got with him because of the way he looked. The money he was making. I'm honest. Yeah. Thoroughbred. Bow in one leg, you know, built. Yeah, all of that. Curls on his head. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. And so, I messed up. God wasn't in it because I didn't pray and Barbara was in it and messed it up. me, the both of us, we messed it up and had children and messed up the relationship that separated our children from us. Yeah, all of that. But God is faithful this morning. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So in this day and hour, we want to prepare for the return of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let old things go. Some things I can laugh about now, I couldn't laugh about back then. New creation in God. Yeah. Some things I was able to forgive that I wouldn't have been able to forgive back then. New creation in God. Hallelujah. So when he make you over, pray and ask God for total healing. Yeah. He makes us brand new, but we can go back and recreate things and rethink of things, and we hold unforgiveness, but ask God to heal you totally. That the next relationship, you won't bring that old stuff in it. You won't bring it. Because see, you bringing some stuff in there, and this man here, he has not did what the other one done. He ain't been through what you've been through with women. And you just killing him. You're making him weak as a man. Oh, so-and-so used to do that. I'm not so-and-so. And we didn't have the same motive. I don't know what his motive was, but my motive is not what his motive was. I do know that. Because this is not to destroy you or tear you down in any type way. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to do this quick morning prayer by Lisa. And it's quick, but it's powerful. And then we'll go to one more song of the morning. When we come back, the studio is open. So if anyone have anything they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today.
Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity, rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Detroit Mass Choir, storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things are not the way that they used to be. I've been in the storm much too long, the songwriter said. And because I've been in the storm, God is now bringing me out. Hallelujah. Hey, hey over there. Wait a minute. You leave my buddy alone. leave my buddy alone. Come on, unless he's coming with a maid. Stop it, I say. No, unless that big house on the hill is coming with a maid, I do understand. Talk about you hear that buddy, you leave my buddy alone over there. Yeah. I love it. I love it. God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you, Sister God. Thank you. God bless you this morning. And God is faithful. He is just faithful, loving, kind, gracious, and merciful. And yeah, I just wanted to share that this morning and talk about being a fisher of men and coming to Jesus. Yeah. And coming to him, we come by faith. We heard about him and we believed. So we come by faith. And we diligently seek him. We continue once we receive him. We continue to seek him. He's going to lead and guide us. He'll even send you to the Bible. He'll send you to his word. Do you know he will even allow you where to go in the scriptures? Oh, I just know him today. Some days I just have to let go. And I pray the prayer of faith, and you know what I'm praying. I mean it from my heart. In a little while, I hear something. It may not be that he fully delivered, but he's going to let me hear something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm grateful unto him. Thank God for the prayer life. Thank him that I know it. Thank him for his word today. That he blessed me to know his word. Thank him for the relationship I have with him. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters. Thank him today that he has given unto me. And I appreciate him. Hallelujah. But there's none like him. We can search all over. You won't find nobody greater, nobody who is loving, kind, gracious, and merciful. I don't know anybody I appreciate the way I appreciate him, the way I love him. I can't make it without him. I got to have him. I can't go nowhere that he's not. Hell is not an option for me because God is not there. So I must prepare daily for his return. Tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And love the people that he sent my way. It's a beautiful thing. I get busy, and some days I know I might sound cranky. But I love the people, this faithful few he has sent my way. Yeah. And we've gone through the storm and lots of rain together on many different situations. And I'm thankful unto him. And every now and then, those who are not able to come every morning like they used to, or, you know, they working or they doing something else, every now and then they come through. Yeah, because they didn't forget. And God don't always send people to stay. Sometimes they have something else they have to do. But that faithful few that he allowed to stay, oh, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, I do love you. And I thank God for you. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm graciously thankful unto him. So listen, the studio is open if anyone has something. All right, I'm coming at you right now, bruh, afterwards. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Barbara. Good morning, everybody. Bless you, everyone, this morning. First of all, I just want to give thanks to God for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life.
We need you to speak.
My right mind.
We need you to speak a little bit louder, Brother Anthony.
All right. Can you hear me now better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank God for give our God all the glory. And just thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Keeping me in my right mind, allowing me to see another day I've never seen before. thank God for activity in my limbs, and I thank God for who he is to me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, and where he's taking me at, and just blessed to be here this morning, and hearing y'all voice and y'all hearing mine is a blessing, knowing that God that allowed me to see another day and put some air in my lungs, and I just wanted to kind of speak on fishes of men. You know, I just kind of was thinking about it, you know, concerning, you know, this ministry, you know, how God put people in your place, you know. When I came to Jesus in the morning, you know, I found you, you know, but in me finding you, you know, Brother Frank, you know, befriended me, you know, and he took me on, and, you know, that made me think about, you know, fishes of men, but not only just, you know, that connection, but us men ourselves, you know, we need to draw to the younger men, you know, to be able to teach them, to counsel them, you know, and to be able to speak in their lives, or, you know, just kind of adopt them, you know, for say, you know, for us, you know, in our walk, you know, because men should draw the men just like women should draw the young women, you know, but because, you know, that's our responsibility, you know, in men, you know, is to raise the younger men in so they can, you know, walk in their purpose, or, you know, I would say walk in the purpose, but that they will be trained, you know, as far as what men do. Like you were saying, you know, a man don't need to be doing what a woman do, you know, and a woman don't need to be doing what a man do, you know, but it's the man's responsibility to take on the younger man, to show him on things, and, you know, throughout my walk and throughout my life, you know, I've had men, you know, that was put in my life, you know, from a young age until the age I am now, you know, and God still putting men in my life, you know, but they showed me things over the years, over the time, you know, and those things that, you know, helped me along the way, be it spiritual, you know, be it things in the world, you know, like, not, I ain't gonna say far as in the world, but like you said, working on cars, you know, I had a mentor when I was younger, you know, and he had a shop, his name was Mr. Johnny, and he used to be in the military, but he was retired, and electrician, you know, he did the work on the airplanes and stuff concerning electrical work, the wiring and stuff like that, you know, but he also, being in the military, working on cars, he was knowledgeable of them, you know, so he, you know, I used to just go around the shop, you know, when I was younger, and he just took a liking to me, and he was like, hey, you know, you want to come in here, you know, make a couple of dollars, and, you know, and I'll show you how to do some things, you know, and that took me a long way, you know, it helped me, you know, at a young age to get some knowledge about certain things, and being able to work on cars, change the oil, you know, like you said, alternators. I got to the point once I got to middle school, me and a couple guys, we ended up buying a little Omni car for about $300, and we would drive it around, you know, and we'd mess around, and the alternator went out on it, so we was going to buy another alternator, and, you know, I took it to the shop to tell Mr. Johnny what was wrong with it, and he, you know, he told me, you know, we just do the process of elimination. See, you know, make all the things to come together to make it work. So now let's see, you know, what's good that's supposed to be there to make it work that's not allowing it to work, you know, and then we kind of find out, you know, once we tested everything, that it was the alternator, you know, the battery was good, and those wires, spark plugs, all the connections we get, but the alternator, it wasn't kicking over. So me, I was like, well, you know, once we found out, we're like, hey, we didn't get an alternator. You know, and he was like, well, you know, you can get another alternator, or you can save some money. And I was like, well, how to save some money, Mr. Johnny? He was like, well, you can replace the brushes, you know, in the alternator. And I ain't know nothing about no brushes. He's saying brushes, I ain't even really knowing what he's talking about the brushes. But, you know, he showed me a little spring in there, and they basically kind of made it's a spring, but they kind of got, I want to say, like a ceramic piece in there, and, you know, that go against the motor, and with some little piece of copper on the end of it, you know, and that's what they call the brushes. And it only costs maybe $5, you know, to get those brushes to replace in there. versus paying, you know, maybe $50 to $100 for to get an alternator. You know, so, you know, just that knowledge and, you know, us men and a man taking me under my wing, showing me, you know, now I got some knowledge that I could give to another man, you know, concerning something, you know, with, you know, things that we need to do, you know, in the workplace, you know, and, or, you know, even I remember growing up and going to the church that I was going to, you know, the elder in the church, you know, he was an usher, his name was Mr. Martin, and he did masonry work, but he also did carpentry work, and it was another guy, Mr. White, I think he was a deacon at the time, and he did carpentry and he painted, and you know, they remodeled the kitchen in the church, and you know, in that, you know, they kind of, seeing that I was young and I wanted to know stuff like that, you know, they were like, hey, you want to come learn how to do this? So, you know, I ended up coming to see and work with them as they remodeled the kitchen, you know, and I received a plaque for helping them, you know, but I ain't know nothing about, you know, working on doing no carpentry or nothing like that, but they took the time out to learn, you know, and that was just, you know, guys, you know, showing, touching their heart to touch, to be able to come to me, you know, to want to let me learn so I can have some knowledge, you know, and that trickled down throughout the years, you know, and with that, now my children, you know, my boys, you know, because when I was growing up, I mean, you know, once they start growing up and stuff will, on the car will mess up and stuff like that, or, you know, just jobs that I have done, you know, they just watching, they want to know, you know what I'm saying, so through that, I was able to teach them, so, you know, it all goes along, you know, even, you know, with the world, you know, and, you know, just one thing, Brother Frank, you know, he will pray with me, you know, the certain things that were going on, you know, he on it, you know, and he just let me know, you know, keep my faith in God and just continue to do the best I can do, you know, and, you know, that's just what we need to do, you know, for either a woman or a man, you know, taking in a younger woman and a man taking in a younger man, teaching them how to do things the right way and godly. So, you know, that just, you know, resonated with me this morning. And also, you know, like you were saying about, you know, don't be bringing old luggage into a new relationship. And, you know, at one point in time in the relationship, she kind of, I guess, hurt things that she was hurt by another person in the past, and I had to let her know. I say, hey, you know, that's not me. You know, I'm not him. We different, you know, so you can't compare him to me, you know, and I had to let her know. I say, don't, you know, I could tell her that in a nice way, like, hey, you know, I don't appreciate you saying that, you know, towards me because, you know, I'm not that person. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to take nothing from you. I'm here to give, you know. I'm here to love you the best I can love you. You know, and I'm going to make some mistakes, you know, but through the mistakes that I make, you know, if, you know, we both on the same page, we both love each other, then, you know, we can sit down and come and talk, and whatever situation occur or whatever going on, you know, if we sit down and talking about the situation and what happened, you know, then we can solve the result. But at the end of the day, I told her, you know, go to God, get to God, and we let it go, you know, and she was like, yeah, she was like, you know, it just different about you. She was like, you know, you don't never feel, you know, down or, you know, angry or whatever. I said it's just, you know, my walk with God, you know, and the things that I've been through, you know, and I have matured. I got patience now, you know, versus back then I didn't really have patience, you know, like in my past relationship, I didn't have the patience because my walk with God wasn't where it was at, where it's at now.
Brother Anthony.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't speak that no more. Don't ever speak that again about you going to make some mistakes. Nope. Don't speak that because you're going to make them. And see, in your mind, it's like, I plan to do it. No, you ain't planning to do nothing but love her and treat her right and obey God. Because see, when the enemy hear that, he'll bring something that you will make a mistake. Yeah, so we ain't speaking nothing negative. It could be true, but we're not speaking it. Yeah, positive is the way. All right, I just want to share that. Back to you.
Okay. you know, just you know, saying it and, you know, let her know. And, you know, that she got to the point where she realized, you know, like, hey, you know, he different. You know, I'm telling her I'm different, and she realized that I'm different, that I don't have that, you know, I don't treat her or try to treat her in no disrespectful way, you know, the same way that, you know, I talk to you, Ms. Barbara, or anybody, you know, I talk to her the same way. I'm never trying to put her down, but I'm always trying to uplift her, always speaking, like you said, speaking positive, you know, into her. And that's what I tell her, you know, don't just as like you just told me, don't speak negative, speak positive, you know, and that's how I try to be. So, you know, it's blessed me, you know, and I've grown and continues to grow, you know. But, you know, I just didn't get there overnight. You know, that's one thing I know, too. You know, God was in it all, and he's been with me, and I just continue to, you know, stay strong in him and stay focused on him. But I know I got to put him first of all, you know, and her having her relationship with God, you know, and we both have a relationship with God, so, you know, now we can make things work, you know. Well, if, like you said, if you are equally yoked, you know, one know God, but the other one don't, I mean, sometimes the other one that don't know him, you know, you could get them to come to know, but they got to want to know God. You know, you can't force them to do it. So, you know, like you said, you got to be careful, you know, who you get or get involved with as well, too, in the relationship. But I just wanted to say that. I hope that bless y'all. And y'all have a blessed, awesome day, and just continue to keep praying for me, and I pray for y'all. And y'all have an awesome, blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Yes, sir. You too. God bless you, Brother Anthony. God bless you. All right, Brother Jermaine, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you, sir?
All right. Good morning, Sister Barbara. God bless you. Just enjoying the show today. I actually didn't mean to get on today, but, you know, God's been working, so I feel like I better take advantage of my time and share with my Jesus in the Morning family, you know. So, I know testimonies are usually on Friday, but some things you got to testify about as soon as you can. You know, right after I got off the phone with you, it's kind of a continuation from the last time we talked. So we, you know, still going on with this legal situation, and God's been doing miraculous things. So, yeah, after I got off the phone with you, I received an email from my lawyer to update me that, you know, I would be getting my first check. And, you know, it's been about a year and a half since I received anything, as we already had gone over. But she also let me know that she was going to go ahead and waive all her legal fees that have accumulated since she's been working for me.
Lord.
And now I had to reread that about four or five times to make sure I understood what I was saying. But, you know, she just let me know that, hey, you know you've been in a situation, and I know you need all that's coming to you, so I'm going to go ahead and waive all my fees so far.
Mm-mm.
And now, just to show that, and this is a woman who, you know, we always laugh. You come up around the neighborhoods as one of the Asian people raised around a black neighborhood. You know, she's from a town called Oakland, which is, you know, pretty well known out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tough little thing. But she actually won Lawyer of the Year.
Mm.
And, yeah, she wins continuously. And I can tell you she's been a blessing. I know she's been sent by God, because I actually never even thought to hire her. A friend of mine, one of the Polynesian brothers that I know, on my behalf, had gone to his friend and mentioned my situation, somebody we used to know many years ago, who I haven't really seen much since high school. And he works for one of those Teamster organizations. And he said, well, you tell Jermaine he can use our lawyer. You know, so I'm really not even supposed to be dealing with this person. And, you know, that's how I got to hire this particular lawyer, because I had never been in need of one for this workers' comp situation. But, yeah, long story short, she went ahead and keep in mind she's been working for me since about December 2022. Mm. So all that work, and I'm not her only case, of course, but all that work and all the fighting and all the stuff that she's been doing behind the scenes that I couldn't even hope to duplicate, she's done all of that and then pretty much wiped out her fees. Now, she'll get taken care of on the back end another way, but just for what I would have owed her already is worth thousands of dollars, and she just pretty much wiped it out herself, and she's still working for me. So, you know, I just wanted to, again, that's another part of the testimony that God had a plan, and that came after we got off the phone. So just wanted to keep people encouraged and let them know, you know, our God is working, and mm-hmm. that's what favor looks like, you know, and it's not something that I did on my own. I wouldn't even think, I would never even think to be so bold as to ask something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he moves on hearts and minds, and when it's his will, when it's time, mm-hmm. it's going to happen. And you can't even describe or begin to describe how he's going to move. He's going to do things that's going to surprise you. And sometimes, again, it takes patience. You got to wait. Time he makes you wait for whatever purpose that mm-hmm. is coming. So, you know, just I wanted to share that with everybody and just encourage people to keep on keeping on, because prayer really is our first. It should be our first resort, not our last resort. You know, it has to be our first response to everything. And when I see answers to prayer like that, it's like, I don't know how I can't pray. You know, because we're in a deep spiritual battle. We all got our battles depending on what situation we're in. But he's still moving and he's still working. And he's going to win. He's still going to win.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the book,
yes,
God wins no matter what it looks like.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I had to go to a service or some extended family. It was a murder-suicide. So I had to go to two services and two young men that should not be in a casket. And you know, I feel very badly for them because I kept inviting them to come to church. I kept trying to talk to them about God. And now they're both no longer here, and I'm not going to make judgments. Only, you know, God's the one that's going to take care of that. But what really horrifies me is when I see young men in caskets, it's how you can't even get people to pray for a few minutes. You know, you can't even get people to talk about God comfortably in public. And I look at, I just have the sense of dread and horror of what they're missing out on. You know, why is the world so appealing to you when the world can't do nothing like what God just did for me? They can't. They won't. You got billionaires and millionaires who really, and not even then, you know, I'm not going to pick on them, but people who have means, and they will not use those means to help you. But God is willing to help you, and he's in control of things, and still people won't go to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why he's God and I'm not. I'd be so frustrated, I might hurl some lightning bolts at some folks, but that's why he's in charge. You know, but I'm doing all this for you, and you still reject me. But that's, again, that's why he is who he is, and that's why I am glad that I had to go through this. And, you know, in case people was wondering, I know a lot of people wonder, how come I come to this show in particular? So, well, this is one of the places God led me. I actually go to a very good Bible-teaching church. We all got parts of the body. I'm in a part of the body where we don't mind sitting there for 2-3 hours to a deep, long biblical lecture, because I want to know what I'm talking about when I have to engage people who think they're smarter than you because they may have sat in class and got a few PhDs, and, you know, maybe think because they speak so well that they know a lot more. They don't. But that's just the avenue that I like chose to go with. But it's important for me to come to this show because, like I said, years ago, God led me here, and it's in order to testify and to kind of set God up in a positive light, where I've had to go through some things in my life that were major. And we get to bear witness through your show of every time I'm going through the valley, he's there to take me through and to lead me out.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going through a storm and you don't know what's going on, you know, how you're going to get out of it, I document it. And that's why I like to specifically speak to all my prayer people. I got a lot of folks who are serious prayer folks out there who have your back. But Jesus in the Morning in particular is very important to my walk and to so many others that need to know, hey, this man has gone through it, and God's still pulling him through, and God's still giving me victory. So, you know, that's why I like to come and testify. And through this show, God has led me to things I never would have even thought that I used to, like I said, I used to laugh. Like I would never be sitting there listening to the Gaither people music and, you know, listen to some of these gospel legends that I didn't even realize half of them were dead.
And thank you, Jesus.
Still praising God from the grave, still ministering. I didn't memorize, I don't know how many Jesse Dixon songs by now, and then some of these people who, yeah, I used to laugh because I had all the CDs. I had Snoop Dogg, I had everybody. That's all trash now. You know, this is the music that goes on and on because they're praising the Lord.
Yes.
And the one thing with the Gaither family in particular, I noticed a lot of different faces in there. That's what it looks like, authentic worship of the Lord when people are praying, getting answers, worshiping. Mm-hmm. By the time you're done, you don't even know what nationality you are because you're so busy focused on Jesus, you even forgot who's sitting next to you.
Yes, sir.
So all of that is a part of my walk.
Yes.
You've been a part of that. The testimonies are so important and critical to let us know that God is still working and God is going to win, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what anybody says. And your best weapon defies all logic. When the world is trying to crush you, he told you to go in your prayer closet alone. Seek him. Get on your knees, lay down, stand up, don't matter. You're seeking the almighty living God, and he has an answer for you. Mm-hmm. But you've got to go to him. Got to shut the world out. The world don't care about you anyway. They tell that. You see what's going on with these celebrities, these perversion parties they've been having. They're getting exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Having the nerve to wear crosses and crucifixes and mentioning God, thinking it's going to help them. It's like, no, now a reckoning is coming. What's done in the dark is going to be revealed in the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, that's all I wanted to say. I didn't mean to hop on, but, you know, we all need to keep praying for each other. Mention those prayer requests. Get those prayer lists out. Write them down and take it to the Lord. It don't even cost you anything. All it costs you is a little bit of faith. But
amen.
Faith like a mustard seed is going to move mountains. So that's all I wanted to share. I'm going to go ahead and hop off and wake my kids up for school. But thank you, Sister Barbara. I appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jermaine. God bless you. And we thank God for what he's doing. But your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard the things that he has in store for you. Not many days from now. And this is kind of the beginning. This is kind of a start for you financially. So just when you get a chance and you get to yourself, just praise him. Just praise him. Because the more you praise him, the quicker the blessings come. Yeah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I just love that testimony because many didn't know about the Gaithers. Many didn't know about Dion. Quite a few of them they didn't know. And then some people, like you say, they are dead and gone. But they still praising God from the grave. Yeah. That music live on forever. I was telling the Lord about that the other day. Even messages of preachers that has preached, the message live on for those of us that are yet alive. So they're yet preaching from the grave, you see. And I believe it blessed them. I believe it blesses them. And it may help them not to go to hell. Yeah, because they did what they were supposed to do. And they didn't even know. They didn't even know what they were doing, but they did. And God accepted it, and now he's able to bless. Because, see, the world don't believe like us. The world don't have faith like us. They don't see Jesus in the true light like we see him. And yesterday we talked about simple and small. And, see, they need big, complicated things. We need small, simple things. We just need Jesus. He does it all. I'm looking one way, he got the whole thing covered. I'm looking to the right, he got the left, over me, under me, in front of me, behind me. He got it all covered. Because he's the way, hallelujah, the truth and the life. Yeah, and our lives should be hid in him. He just should be the what they see. Yeah, not Barbara, but they should see him in me. Yeah, and some days I go, but I can't even speak. Mm-mm. Because they too busy looking. And it's nothing to say because they can't believe it. Yeah, and if you don't anchor yourself in him, you'll second guess yourself. You'll be like that man in the mirror. When he walk away, he forget what manner man he is. So we hold on to Jesus. Yeah, and we don't let go. Hallelujah, I feel all right there. Jermaine, you done blessed me this morning, child. Woo, your brother this morning, you done made it all worth it. Hallelujah. And I got a good laugh out of it too. See, you know I'm good for the, I'm ready for the work right now. I'm ready for the outside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him glory. We give him the honor. And we give him the praise. And we thank God for Brother Jermaine's testimony this morning. Because truly it was a blessing. And the woman, look at this, told the thieves to get back. She don't need them. Now what he's going to do for her, he's going to put her off of you, Brother Jermaine. He's going to put her in a place. She thinks she's getting somewhere. She won't have to do nothing to get to where she really is going. Yeah, she'll be recognized on the national platform. Yeah, and it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, and then what she did for you caused her to get there because she didn't even know it, but she obeyed God to help this man here, this godly man. Yeah. So you can't do for the people of God and God not reward you. I want to tell you that. That's why we give us, and because he loves a cheerful giver, because off of our giving, it may not always be money. But when people hear me say give, that's the first thing they think, oh, she wants some money. No. Listen, off of our giving, he can do many things. Now, this woman gave to Brother Jermaine. Now, watch what he do for her. He'll come back and testify. Yeah. Yep. And it's all right in Jesus' name. I'm so glad he sent you my way. I could just do the cabbage patch off it. Woo! Oh, so glad he sent you my way. Look, we got 11 minutes, but I want to say happy birthday to my baby, y'all. Today is Shante's birthday. And Tate turned 47 today. Yeah, March the 19th, 2000. Well, I done messed up the year. All right, then. Well, listen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tay-Tay. Happy birthday to you. And a many more. All right. So I'm going to take her to lunch, y'all. And she want this Chinese food, shrimp and broccoli. And then she wanted crab legs. And I have to take her down there to Whiting's Fish Camp and get the crab legs. So I'm going to treat her for her birthday. And I'm going to give her one slice of cake, which she didn't give me none. But I'm going to at least give her a slice of cake. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I might take her for a ride. I don't know. And I might let her drink a soda. She'll be all right. Today, that celebrate her birthday. Uh-huh. But all right, we're going to pray out. We got 10 minutes. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for the men stepping up today, oh God. Testify. Hallelujah. Thank you for the men stepping up today to tell it like it is. God bless, Lord bless Brother Anthony. And God bless Brother Jermaine in the name of Jesus. And Father, bless every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Move today for your people in a big way. Touch and heal today, oh God. Lord, bring finances to those that are in need. Lord, you know what the enemy been holding up from your people. Let this be the day that release come. The Lord, you cause him to release everything that he's been holding up from your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask today that you would let the lost hear this some way, somehow, and learn that they can come to Jesus. Lord, let our witness be effective. Let it lead others to you. In Jesus' name we ask. Bless every caller, every listener. Father, today, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We love you today. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you. We're thankful for your grace and your mercy, your spirit, your word, your suffering. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us this day in Jesus' name. Oh, bless today, Lord. We depending on you. We looking to you. Ah, in Jesus, uncommon miracles, uncommon favor, Father, uncommon blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Ah, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessing of Almighty God upon you today, March the 19th, 2024, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. And we're going to our last song of the morning.
Trust in the Lord is all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. Make your path straight.